And now, for our feature presentation.
Now, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience.
It's my pleasure to bring to you somebody that's for the real people.
Wake up, wake up, wake up. Up you wake, up you wake, up you wake, up you wake. This is
Midday Jazz and Justice on the Liberated Masses Medium of WPFW 89.3 FM from Washington, D.C. to the world.
Hey, hey, old bean. And you too, baby. This is Uncle Tom, Commander in Chief of your Black Freedom Fighters in North America, bringing you the latest news from your fighting black underground. Hang on, brothers and sisters. Liberation is near. It's almost time. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Midday Jazz and Justice. I'm Jared Ball, your host, here with you every Monday from 1 to 3 p.m., and happy to be so on this Liberated Masses Medium, WPFW 89.3 FM, broadcasting live from the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., to the world. Of course, that was Hugh Masekela's Anybody Out There, our theme show, brought to us live and direct from our godfather, Mr. Tom Porter, who was instrumental, and let me thank from the top, who was instrumental, Mr. Porter, Tom Porter, for helping put together what was a great show in my absence last week, and a special thanks to Bob Daughtry and the whole PFW crew. A lot of people, there's so much talent and capability at this station. It's always good to know that when I or whoever can't be here, the bench is deep, as they say. So I want to thank them very much for what was a wonderful show last week, a tribute to John Coltrane on his birthday. And we did him as much justice as could be expected. So thanks to them very much for that. Before we move on, just very quickly, I am admittedly a fan. I am suffering like many in this city and the surrounding area after what happened on the football field yesterday. But I will continue to say, as my man Head Rock has done for some time now, and the wonderful indigenous folks who are trying to raise this in the courtrooms yet again, that until that team changes its name, it does not deserve to win. And we all who are fans should continue to suffer while such a racist team's name adorns the nation capital's football team. But that said, it was painful, and we all should take a moment of silence for that. And that's good enough. Thank you very much. So, everybody, welcome back to Midday Jazz and Justice. I'm Jared Ball, your host. We have a great show coming up this afternoon. We want to dedicate it. We'll hear a little bit from him. I want to dedicate the show just a little bit to DJ Rock Raider, who passed away over last weekend. Too many of our folks, he was only 37 years old. Too many of our folks are dying too young. Heart disease, I think, was the issue. The hip-hop community, the music world, lost a tremendous pioneer, turntablist, one of the folks who led the movement to the use of the turntable as a musical instrument. And I want to send my condolences to his family and to all those in the musical world who appreciate his work through to this day. So we have a wonderful show again coming up this afternoon. Daya Allen and Chris Goodman are here from the Algebra Project out of Baltimore. We're going to be talking with them about their work and the work by the founder of that organization, Dr. Bob Moses, a legendary civil rights worker. And all the attendant issues. We'll be opening up the phone lines and allowing you all to join the discussion at 202-588-0893, 202-588-0893. So all that and more coming up on Midday Jazz and Justice right here on WPFW 89.3 FM. And since I sense and feel the need that exists, we're going to turn to Joe Henderson right now and get some power to the people. So back in just a minute, Midday Jazz and Justice. I'm Jared Ball. Most importantly, this is WPFW 89.3 FM. Back in just a moment. Peace.
Identity with the community from which you come from, if you black, the more fear white people have. Now that's not true for Italians, that's not true for Germans, that's not true for any other group, hardly, except us.
Welcome back, everybody. WPFW 89.3 FM, Midday Jazz and Justice. A little bit of Joe Henderson's Power to the People. bringing us back in. I want to welcome everybody back. It feels good to be back. Had to miss a week last week. And again, I want to thank Bob Daughtry and all the guests he brought on, including Amiri Baraka. And I hope his event went well this past weekend. And Mr. Tom Porter, thanks to all of them for helping put something together that was brilliant. It was very well done. I enjoyed listening to it after the fact. Just want to thank them yet again. So welcome everybody back. This is Midday Jazz and Justice. I'm Jared Ball, your host, and as promised, we're going to be joined this afternoon by two members of the Baltimore City chapter or wing of the Algebra Project. We have with us this afternoon Daya Allen and Chris Goodman. So I want to welcome them both to the studio. Welcome and thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
So let me just give a quick background here for those who may not be aware. The Algebra Project was founded in 1982 by a Harlem-bound and Harvard-educated civil rights leader, Dr. Robert P. Moses, through the use of his MacArthur Fellowship Award. Over the past two decades, the Algebra Project grew from teaching math in one school in Cambridge, Massachusetts, to more than 200 middle schools across the country by the late 1990s, developing successful models of whole school and community change. The Algebra Project's unique approach to school reform intentionally developed sustainable, student-centered models by building coalitions of stakeholders within the local communities, particularly the historically underserved population. Since 2000, we have continued to provide the context in which students, schools, parents, and communities maximize local resources and take ownership of their own community building and mathematics education reform efforts, which now include high school as well as middle grade initiatives. The civil rights work of the 1960s culminated in the national response to protect a fundamental right, the right to vote. Our current work seeks a national response to establish a fundamental right, the right of every child to a quality public education. I want to thank you both for joining us this afternoon. And we want to let everyone know that Dr. Moses was set to join us this afternoon, but some family illness issues have crept up and he was not able to do so. So we wish him and his family well. Hope everybody has a speedy recovery, and we'll look to maybe bring him on again in the future. Again, with us this afternoon, Daya Allen and Chris Goodman of the Baltimore Project. Tell us a little bit about the work and what's happening in Baltimore and a little bit of how the project that I just described quickly works on the ground.
Right. So Dr. Moses' vision, you know, coming from the civil rights struggle, was that education is the next big piece for this freedom struggle. And we're now into the informational age where it takes, you know, a lot of mind power, intelligence to really succeed in a lot of job fields. And one of the critical parts where a lot of black and urban and rural students aren't being educated in is mathematics. So by building that structure and having youth learn to tutor each other and improve these math skills will improve the chances in students being successful and going on to college and finishing college and having a career. And how that stems into Baltimore is that, you know, Dr. Gillen, who learned from Dr. Moses' daughter how to run the Algebra Project and really not run it, but start it up and develop it and bringing it to Baltimore in the early 90s, now it's grown into a chapter that has over four sites in Baltimore City and has been working well really since the early 2000s. And I started into the Algebra Project as a client myself, receiving a tutoring in middle school.
And we should let everybody know that you're currently a Morgan State University student.
Yes, Morgan State University student, a junior there studying psychology. And since middle school, I've been employed in the Algebra Project, you know, for that long, you know, almost 9 years. And that really has a big impact on your development as a student and as a mentor and community leader. And just having that process of being a client, then becoming a tutor in high school and getting those different leadership skills, getting those mentoring skills in mathematics, it really gives you a different light on education, owning your own education, which is one of the key things in the whole Algebra Project pedagogy. And then struggling as a nonprofit organization, as many nonprofits do, that's where the whole organizing and empowerment came in, from trying to just maintain an employment site for mathematics for students. And that's where the whole, you know, why isn't there money for these kinds of programs? Okay, the state owed the schools billions of dollars. Let's get it. And that's where the whole activism piece came in the early 2000s, 2004, 2003.
Right, and we should note that the book that Dr. Moses published is called Radical Equations, Civil Rights from Mississippi to the Algebra Project. So I think you did a pretty good job right there of explaining that connection, that voting rights to education. The government owes many things, so why not go after this funding and make at least this much happen? Daya, welcome to the program, and it's great to have you here. What are your thoughts and your perspective, and what's your history in relationship with this program?
Starting off, when I first heard about the Algebra Project, I heard that it was a program where students tutor, and you get paid. And you get paid, and they have pizza, so I just came for the pizza. And then coming from the piece, and coming.
I tell you what, let's hold off for a second because I think we have a mic issue. I want to get straight. I'm going to ask you to switch to this mic here, and we'll come back in just a second. I wanted to raise this issue of I got a quote from Professor Moses here, where he says, because I had raised the question in my own mind, why is algebra and mathematics a focal point? For a grassroots organization, educational effort. And he says here that illiteracy in math is acceptable the way that illiteracy in reading and writing is unacceptable, which I thought was a great point. And then adding to that, that according to the Department of Labor, the highest paying and fastest growing job sectors all require significant technical skills. Without advanced math, Moses believes many poor and so-called minority children will be effectively cut off from a living wage, which we definitely see is something happening now. I think we got the mic situation set. Ms. Allen, please, if you could start again and tell us your experience and background with the Algebra Project.
So when I first heard about the Algebra Project, I heard that young people was tutoring other young people, and you come and you get free pizza. So I came with a friend, so I came for the pizza.
That is the ultimate organizing technique. You got to have food.
And I came for the pizza, and once I kept coming, I learned like different terms as a phony and how to be a leader and what's an advocate. And when I first joined, we was trying to organize a rally at the governor's mansion to try to target Governor O'Malley and try to get the Dalton cuts reversed. And keep coming, I learned so much. I was taking on tasks that a lot of the young leaders was doing, and I just fell in love with helping my community. And I think M.K. Asante Jr. quoted this quote. He said, I made my observation my obligation. So, and keep coming, I felt I observed a lot of stuff that was wrong with the school system, so I felt obligated to help. And then one day they gave me a check, and I said, whoa, I get paid to do this too? So I love the Algebra Project. I can help my peers, and I can also help myself in learning other things. So, and I also get paid in doing what I love to do.
Yeah, you mentioned M.K. Asante, the son of Malefi Asante, the famous Afrocentric PhD and professor, who is, and M.K. Asante is a friend of this program and a colleague at Morgan State University, and has helped us out a number of times. And many of our listeners are enjoying his 500 Years Later DVD documentary as a thank you gift for pledging to this program. So I want to just shout him out as well. What are, again, some of the tangible day-to-day efforts the Algebra Project is involved in? I mean, what does an average meeting look like, or what is the average role that younger people like yourselves are playing in this project? And what are maybe some of the outcomes, particularly as they relate to Baltimore City?
All right. Well, yeah, on an average day, depending on where you are, well, if it's a Monday and you're at the advocacy committee meeting, you'll see about 7 to 9 students all meeting together, figuring out how to get more students at their schools involved in improving their education, and specifically the campaign we're working on right now, building a National Student Bill of Rights. But I'm going to get into that a little later. But you'll see students getting together, struggling, debating on whether, okay, should we have planned this rally? Should we do this conference? What kind of flyers should we have at this school? What teachers do we need to talk to get their support? And just students there, a lot of them very new to organizing, having those debates, having those discussions, and seeing themselves as key players in improving their schools and taking control of their lives, you know. So that's what you'll see in the advocacy meeting. Now, on the tutoring side, which is Monday through Thursday, you'll see students in cadres, which is like small groups of like 4 to 6 students, all helping each other with their math, with their homework, or the big test coming up. But one of the strong things that Dr. Moses developed is the 5-step algebra project pedagogy, where students can take ownership of their math. And it starts, it's 5 steps, and it starts with the first one, the physical experience, where you actually, you know, do something, whether it's a race or you play a game or a twister, which is a new one. You play that, and then it's the second part, which is the pictorial representation, where you draw what just happened, right? The third step is the people talk, where you just sit down and you talk about what happened, talk about the picture. And the fourth step is feature talk, where you break down the people talk into mathematical terms, right, that'll get to an equation. And the fifth is the most important step, where you create your own symbols in that equation to solve the problem, the initial problem. So like with Twister, it'll be a probability type of problem. And those 5 steps really help students understand how the math works, because if you're opening up a textbook, you see all these symbols and you don't know what that is. But through these 5 steps, you really get a chance to break down and create your own thing and see how it relates to what's in these textbooks.
So. Say just quickly what that last step was again. What's that 5th step?
Symbolic representation.
Which is where you do what?
Where you create your own symbols in for these equations or for the problem of the feature talk sentence that you developed.
See, I hear the depth of what's being done, maybe in a covert way. I appreciate that. I like those 5 steps.
Yeah.
We're talking with Chris Goodman and Daya Allen of the Algebra Project in Baltimore City. This is Midday Jazz and Justice. I'm Jared Ball, your host, here with you every Monday from 1 to 3 p.m. For more information on all that you hear on this program and more, you can check us out online at voxunion.com. That's V as in voice, O X as in Malcolm, union.com. We are joined this afternoon by Daya Allen and Chris Goodman of the Baltimore chapter of the Algebra Project, an organization put together by Dr. Bob Moses coming out of his experience with SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, and the Mississippi Freedom Struggle Movement for voting rights and much more. We have a phone caller who's been waiting patiently, so let's go ahead and start with them, and then we'll come back with our special guests and get their response. Caller, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the air with your comment or question.
Is that me?
That's you.
Okay. We have studied, I have seen so many young people study psychology, sociology, theology, and I think why they study these subjects is to know why we are in such a situation. The answer to our problem, to our societal problem, is money. But in a major way, the answer to our problem could be the study of mathematics. And the whole society has to concentrate on this one aspect of our life, the study of mathematics. It means a whole lot. It means it might be the deciding factor. So the whole society has to work on this, especially educated African Americans, educated black people need to concentrate on this and teach our young people so that we can change our lives. We cannot stay the way we are right now. There are individually excellent masters among African Americans, but we have to concentrate on it or as a society.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Chris, Daya, what do you think about that, and how do you see that playing out in the Algebra Project as you've been involved with it?
Yeah, I've thought about that, like how, you know, when you're younger, like your parents or your people tell you, you know, you better do your math, because if you go to the store, you know, you go get ripped off. And I was thinking how that relates to some older folks, you know. And by studying math and economics more specifically, you can come to find out how crazy this capitalist system, you know, rips people off, you know, out of your check, out of your life, you know. And another thing is the link between activism and mathematics from the Algebra Project. And a lot of times I sit and I think, and you get a lot of questions, okay, how does protest relate to math? And I think it has a lot to us as students, you know, working on math every day, teaching it, building our skills, and you're constantly using that, you know, critical thinking, you know, thinking outside the box, different ways to solve this problem and that problem. So when you're faced with another problem, such as your education and funding for your organization, you can look at it from different, you know, perspectives and how to break that problem down. So that's what we're working on.
Right. I just keep going back to that fifth tenet that he laid out there. You have to develop your own symbols. I think there's something, a lot being said there.
Yes, I was going to say something similar to Chris. Math is a big part of life, and relating it to activism, just like math, every day we tutor students and we use these five steps to try to figure out how to solve the problem. And math is not the only problem in this world, but learning those five steps to solve mathematical equations, you can also use those five steps to develop and to plan out and to make your own symbols and to solve daily problems today as money, because money is an issue, as fighting this, the city council or the governor, or even on the federal level, things that we're not getting that we should receive as students. So we lay the problem out, figure out ways to solve it, put it in a different scenario, solve the what ifs and what may happen, and then you have your problem solved, and then you figure out ways and organize ways to resolve these problems or to solve the problems, and then you have your problem solved.
Caller, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the air, Midday Jazz and Justice. You're on the air with the Algebra Project. Welcome.
Fantastic job, guys. Keep the good work up. If possibly you could give out a website after I make a call, you know, after I make my comment, I would love to hear it so I can stay connected and maybe send some funds. I'm listening to what you're saying, and I think it's amazing. This is a discussion that's never taken place. I wish it was there when I was in high school or junior high school, per se. But, you know, one thing I want to modify is that math is not separate from communications. The way that we are teaching math is if it's something totally different from reading. Math is a language. It's an interrelation. If you pitch it to the students that way, and I've pitched it to some kids that I've taught math to. I'm not a teacher, but taught math to. It's like, this is a language. You need to read through it and speak the language. You can learn all the math you want, but you know the trick? You know the okey-doke comes. If you cannot convey it in writing, you can be brilliant as all get out. But if you can't convey the idea in writing, then you're still shut out. I think that's the major trick. You separate things out for clarity's point, but it is a language. It's not just numbers, because there comes a point in math where you convey ideas with letters. There comes things in linguistic where you convey things with math. So it's just the opposite side of the coin, and we have to teach them together and put the interrelation, and that's when we'll grow.
All right, thank you so much. Let's get one more caller, and then we'll make sure to get that website out. Caller, thanks for your patience. Welcome to the air, Midday Jazz and Justice and the Algebra Project.
Hello, O-Tip, to your guests and to yourself. I think mathematics is a wonderful thing to know, but if someone is at the point of death, we need some immediate action. And I think that's the point we're at now. And that immediate action can only take place with the immediate release of all political prisoners. These are the people with the brains and the ingenuity and the people with all of the organizational skills and with all of the courage to go forth with our struggle in a righteous and just manner. I'm talking about people like Mamiya Abdul-Jamal. I'm talking about people like Imam Jamil Al-Alamin. I'm talking about people like Dr. Malachi York. I mean, these people are held behind bars for no other reason other than they struggle for freedom and justice and truth and harmony and peace for our people. And if we ain't got enough educated people and enough people with courage now to organize, if it means boycotting and whatever it takes, we need to storm these penitentiaries and prisons and don't stop protesting and encircling and trapping these people in here until they release our prisoners, because no murderers, no thieves, no genocide committers can judge our people. Murderers right. Can't judge murderers.
Thank you very much for that call. No doubt about it. But as I think the previous caller was saying, that there's something to be said for the universality of movement and symbol. And mathematics is not just about the numbers and the simple equation put before you, but about building something else. And I think what our two guests are talking about is something that would be attendant to what this previous caller is saying, that we have to have a movement that is built up to the point where there is pressure put up to get any of the things we want, including the immediate release of our political prisoners. So no doubt about that. We have to step aside for a quick break, but Chris, I want to get this website out before we do. So could you give our listeners a website where they can get more information about the Algebra Project?
Well, we're working on a website right now, but if people can take down my email and my number.
Well, there is an Algebra Project website.
Yes, there is the larger Algebra Project website. I believe it's algebraproject.org.
Yeah, Algebra. I think so. Algebraproject.org.
Yes.
But go ahead and give out your email as well.
My email is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, the, T-H-E, and my last name, Goodman, G-O-O-D-M-A-N, Chris the Goodman, @gmail.com. And my number is 443-957-5346. Again, that's 443-957-5346. 5346.
All right, that's Chris Goodman, and we'll be back with him and Daya Allen of the Algebra Project in Baltimore. We will give out this contact information several more times before we go this afternoon. But right now, we got a special message from our station right here. This is WPFW 89.3 FM. The show is Midday Jazz and Justice, and I'm Jared Ball, your host. Back in just a minute. Peace.